Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
This is one thing that when I was listening to them, I heard that literally, if you look at the landscape of everything in our country right now, from masks to the riots and the protests and the tearing down everything, okay? I'm not putting an opinion on it. I'm just telling you, if you look at the landscape, just visual, just look at the landscape, mm-hmm. you realize that something behind that is happening. And what I believe that it is a divide and conquer deal of the enemy. If you look at it, everything is set right now to divide us. We're being divided. We're not allowed to meet. We're being divided with masks. Okay. Again, I'm not saying anything about it. I'm just saying
it's happening.
The outcome is that we're divided. When you go into a store, people look at each other fearfully. Oh my God, are you going to give me Corona? We're being separated from one another. We're not coming together. We're being separated. The enemy is dividing us. And social distancing. We are being distanced, and it's a plot to distance our hearts and our lives and our effectiveness. And I'm not saying that we all have to have a kumbaya unity, but I'm saying that if you look at the scenario, this is the outcome of this scenario, is division. We're the most divided we've been since the Civil War. And it's gruesome. And yes, there's reasons. Both sides have reasons. But my assignment is not to agree with the social, political climate, the cultural climate. My mandate as a man of God, as a saved, born-again, heavenly man, is to find out what his mind is about it and stand in that. And all I know is that we're being divided. Now, is that all Satan and Satan's winning? No, I don't think so. I think God is doing something. I think Satan's doing something. I think there's a huge battle going on. We're in the midst of a huge battle.
We're in a war.
We are in a war. And we can be social distance and sit in our houses all by ourselves and think, oh, well, no problem. That's not what's happening here. There's something grander going on. And Lance said one other thing. He said, forgiveness is the prerequisite to dismantle what hell is up to.
Wow.
Okay, and then he talks about 2 Corinthians, especially 10 and 11, which says, "Now whom you forgive anything, I also forgive. If indeed I have forgiven anything, I have forgiven that one for your sake in the presence of Christ, lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices." And see, the whole scenario is bringing division. All that's going on is bringing division and bitterness, and forgiveness is the only deal. Forgiveness. And that's what will, and I mean, talk about, if you're looking for racial issues, talk about a slave owner and a slave family. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, mm-hmm. and for them to sit down at the table, for
and
them to be
friends and that's the Lord together.
No, that's huge.
It is.
And they had to work through forgiveness.
Once they discovered it, they did have to sit down and spend time.
I can't imagine them not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It would be something that would be in their genetics, mm-hmm. in their heritage in their generational curses, mm-hmm. you know, and they would have to deal with that. And so their forgiveness is bringing the unity and the mm-hmm. kingdom in. And Satan is involved and is taking advantage of this scenario mm-hmm. so that we aren't forgiving, but that we're resisting, mm-hmm. that we're doing revenge rather than forgiveness. And that's tragic to me because it's further separation, mm-hmm. everything. I'm telling you, mm-hmm. I drive through this world and I look at everything that's going on and I say, we're just being separated. Mm-hmm. And years ago, I saw that the world was being cut in half. I mean, the United States, it was being polarized, being split in half. And, mm-hmm. and but I, never did I see this it going here, ever.
The first times I wore a mask in a store, I realized that I was smiling at people, but they couldn't tell it. And I don't know if they were smiling at me, but then I realized that was an incredible separation from humanity. Just not.
No, you're just a set of eyes. There's no personality.
Mm-hmm. There's no person there. There's a mask.
Right.
And there's nobody identifiable.
No.
And it's a whole different world when that is the case.
And you know, I can't say that I haven't, when I don't have to wear one, I don't kind of deal. If I have to go into your store, I will. But if I don't have to, I witness how people respond. I go through and I'm smiling. I'm smiling at people and I'm looking at people and it's like giving water to wilted plants and flowers. Mm-hmm. They respond, especially the elderly, mm-hmm. because a lot of the elderly people already feel alone.
And many are.
Exactly. And here's another scenario that pushes them deeper into aloneness. So I'm throwing this up. I'm not making any declarations, even though it sounds like I am. And I probably am, but I'm not.
But you are praying.
I am. I am.
I know you that you are praying.
I am praying.
And we're going to be meeting together as the Lord guides. And I hope there will spring up small prayer groups all over that will plead the blood over this nation.
Well, what I'm really doing is I'm listening. Mm-hmm. I'm walking and listening. And I'm trying to see what he's saying, what he wants to say to me and through me. And I've told him, I've been real honest with him. I said, you know, Dad, this scares me. This scenario scares me. I don't like this. And the other day, I don't know what happened, but something inside of me rose up. And I wrote a post about it, and I can't wait for it to get out. I think it's going to come up real soon here. And the post is called Living Unshaken in Shaking Times.
Wow.
And I cannot wait to get this thing out because I had a revelation of how I can live unshaken in shaky times. And that's key and that's crucial, absolutely crucial. And I know the secret. He gave me the secret of how to do it. And I'm gonna put it up on the blog. Maybe we'll do a podcast about it. But I cannot wait because I really I was looking for an answer. I was saying, you can't leave me as my shepherd. You can't leave me in the midst of this. I'm surrendered to you. I'm submitted to you. I'm listening to you, and you're my shepherd. And I'm your sheep, and you've got to direct me. You've got to be my shepherd. It's impossible for you not to be, because that's what you call yourself. And so, I've looked, and I've said, how are you laying me down in green pastures? He showed me exactly how, and I'm excited.
Oh, I'm excited too. I haven't read it.
Mm. Mm. Maybe if we turn this off, I'll let it, you read it and you can see what you think.
Then I'll sneak back and tell it.
I don't know. We're in a interesting time, which can be an exciting time. And yes, the forgiveness is key. The blood of Christ is key. And those go together.
They are the same.
Absolutely.
There is no forgiveness without the blood.
Nope. And there's no blood without forgiveness. Mm-hmm. If you're not willing to forgive, you don't have the blood.
The benefits of the blood. Right.
So thank you for bringing this. And I did, you know, if I had done this earlier this morning when not have to drive back and do the orders, it would have been real different. I would have just listened to you and wouldn't have had anything. But then you gave me where we were going, and I went and got my own little cachet of of yummies. We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.